Welcome to the English Out Loud podcast, a podcast where I give you tips on how you can enhance your spoken English. My name's Pat. I'm from Toronto, Canada. And today I have with me my three nieces, Lillian, Everly, and Montana. These three young ladies are going to read out some tongue twisters in Spanish. And I'm going to teach them a little bit about the muscle memory required to make those tongue twisters crystal clear. Why am I talking about Spanish, my second language, in a podcast designed to help improve your English communication, you may ask? Well, I'm glad that you asked. You see, the difficulties that these young ladies will face here today in figuring out how to pronounce words in Spanish are the exact same difficulties as what you may face trying to learn things in English. And so I'd like to show you that, hey, we're all having this same struggle here, but through a little bit of focus and through a little bit of repetition, I can assure you these sounds will come out nice and clearly the way that you desire them to. So without further ado, let me introduce you to my nieces and let's discuss how they can work on their Spanish and how you can use these same techniques to work on your own English. Today, I'm with my three lovely nieces who are going to help me out here because, well, what's your first language? First, I've got Miss Evie here. What's your first language, Evie?
Well, I speak a little Spanish and English.
Perfect. See, Spanish is exactly what we want to work with today. Because, like you said, you speak a little Spanish and you want to learn a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody here wants to learn a little bit more Spanish. So that when you come to Mexico, you can make friends. And when you go to Spain, you can make friends. What we're going to do today is practice a tongue twister in Spanish, and then we are going to practice the way that we pronounce the letters in that tongue twister. The letters that we're going to practice are the letters T and the letter R. T and R. So two different Spanish letters, which are pronounced a little bit differently from how we do in English. First off, Evie, could I get you to make the T sound like T? Okay, good. Now, okay, think about this for a second, Evie. Maybe even close your eyes if it helps. When you say t, t, what do you feel the tip of your tongue doing? Where does your tongue go when you say that?
When I do this, t, it kind of like the tip top goes up a little.
Yes, the tip top goes up behind your teeth. In Spanish, when they pronounce the T sound, they don't exactly pronounce the T sound by having their tongue go behind their teeth. In Spanish, they actually press the tongue to their teeth. So instead of going t, t, they go t, t. Effect of the tongue, and you press your tongue right to your back teeth. And now could I hear you say, here's a word in Spanish, tigre, making your tongue pass to the teeth. Tigre, tigre.
Tigre.
Let's hear that again. Tigre.
Tigre.
Yeah, the tongue
on
the tongue.
Tigre.
Okay, so tigre, what does that mean? Tigre, tigre.
I don't know because I don't know much Spanish, so yeah.
Tigre means tiger in Spanish.
Oh, it did sound a little similar.
Kind of, right? Very similar. Okay, here's a word here that starts with a T. Tres. Tres. Putting the tongue right to the back of the teeth. Tres.
Tres. Tres.
Not bad. So the tongue to the back of the teeth is how you would make the T sound in Spanish. Now, the other sound that I'm noticing that is a little bit difficult for you, Evie, is the R. The R. R. Here's what you do. When we make that sound, R. R. You have the tongue. It goes up very fast. Kind of, your tongue bounces up. It hits off of the ridge. It hits off of the spot behind your teeth, the hard spot behind your teeth, that bone. It just bounces off of that quickly.
Can I hear you make that sound? Huh? That wasn't bad. Let's try that again. That was good. Now, how about this now? Igre. Good. Now, well, we're going to put the T and the R together. Tigre. Oh, yes, ma'am. What we're going to do is we are going to kind of share a tongue twister here. Everybody's going to read one line of this, but it's going to be different. So, Evie, you're going to read one unique line. And Tana, you're going to read one line. And then Lillian also is going to read one line. Here's what we're going to get here, Miss Everly. Could I hear now the sound like this? Thra, thra.
Thra.
Kind of having the tongue press on the teeth and then going back up. Thra.
Thra. Thra.
Now how about thre? Thre.
Thre. Thre.
And now how about tres?
Tres. Tres. Tres.
Now we've seen tres tigres. Could I hear that? Tres tigres.
Tres tigres.
Nice. Yeah. And let's hear it one more time, Abby. Tres tigres.
Tres tigres.
Now, two more words here. This next one is tricky. First, could I hear this sound? Three. Three.
Three. Three.
And then, trigaban. Trigaban. Mm-hmm. Trigaban.
Trigaban.
And now one more word. Trigo. Trigo.
Trigo.
Trigo.
Okay, here we go. Now first, could I hear the two words? Tres tigres.
Tres tigres.
Trigaban trigo.
Trigaban trigo.
Uh-huh. Not bad. So, Evie, you can see when somebody comes from Mexico or when somebody comes from a Spanish-speaking country,
yeah,
and they sound a little bit different when they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason is now you can see they are making letters in a different way from how you would make letters.
Yeah.
And you can see how tricky it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also see that at the beginning of this, you thought, no way will I ever get that. Now, listen, you're already getting it.
Yeah.
So let's put this whole sentence together one more time. Tres tigres.
Tres tigres.
Trigaban trigo.
Trigaban trigo.
That's not bad. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Well, we're going to get Lillian up next. So far, Lillian, we've practiced the T. I noticed you were practicing quite a bit. Can I just hear you say again the word tigre with your tongue on the back of your teeth? Tigre.
Tigre.
And I like the R that you made there, the R, R, tigre.
Tigre.
Mm-hmm. Let's see another here. Tres tigres en un trigal.
Tres tigres. And un trigal.
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 That's a good ah there. Yep. Trigal.
Trigal. Like
that. Yeah, I like it. I like it. And then here's one more line for you, Lillian. Que tigre trigaba más.
That's a hard one.
What's the first word again?
Que. Que tigre.
Que tigre.
Trigaba más.
Trigaba más.
Good. I like the way you're making that three. You're not saying trigaba like you did at first, but three. Trigaba.
Three.
But not quite a three, but a tra. Three.
Three.
So how does it feel to you, Lillian, pronouncing your T's and R's like that?
I guess. I don't know why, but I feel like it like sort of goes wobbly. When I do my teeth?
Wobbly in what way? That's a good explanation. I like the way you put it. Can you elaborate?
Like, when I do, like, T in English, it's like T. So it's sort of, you can feel it on your gums. But when you do it in, like, Spanish, like, your tongue moves around more in your mouth than in English. So it's like T. like it hits your tooth and then hits the back of the gum, like in Spanish.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It doesn't go right to the back of the gums, but it goes bounces back a bit. That's a good way to put it. It bounces back. Very good. Well, I like your explanation there, Miss Lillian. That is crystal clear. There's a big difference between that Spanish T and R and the English one. The English R is like, your tongue kind of pulls backwards. Can I hear you make that one? Yeah, see, you're good at that. Yeah. Very good, Lillian. We're going to pass the mic off to Miss Montana next. But I think, Lillian, you have a good future of Spanish speaking ahead of you because you're already, you know, you get it that you change some things in how you speak. I think you're going to do a good job.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Well, let's practice a final line here, Miss Montana. So, Miss Montana, first, can I hear you say the sound th, 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 th? Yeah, do you feel, is your tongue pressing to the backs of your teeth there? Th, 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 th. Nice. And how about this sound here now, Miss Tana? Now, you're making a duh, duh. That's real close, but we want to get it even quicker. That's getting closer, yes, ma'am. And how about the sound now? Tigre.
Tigre.
Now, this is a tricky one, right?
Tigre.
There we go. Yes, ma'am. Can I hear you say also the word tres?
Tres.
Getting your tongue right here and going up. Tra. Tres.
Tres.
That was a good one. Yes, Miss Tana, I like it. And now, here's just a quick phrase. Los tres igual. Los tres igual.
Los tres igual.
Ooh, nice. It's tricky. It's tricky. To do this well, you need to repeat it often. You need to repeat to yourself the words like r, r, tre, tres, trigo. All of these r, r words, they really help to get that sound crystal clear every time that you do it. Miss Tana, how does it feel to you to pronounce words like that with a t and r sound? How does that feel?
I'm happy.
I'm happy that you're happy. And will you learn more Spanish in your life as you get older?
Yes.
Ooh, good. Do you think, will you come to Mexico one day?
Yeah.
Oh, and will you go to Spain?
Yeah.
Nice. So, lots of places that you're going to have to practice some Spanish. Keep up the good work. Well, we're going to get to wrapping this one up for today. I would like to, of course, thank my three lovely nieces with their linguistic expertise in helping me out here today. They did a great job, considering this is the first time that they have really practiced many words in the Spanish language. They've learned a few here and there. I know, Lillian, you lived in Nicaragua before, right?
Yes.
And so maybe you made some friends there and you spoke a little Spanish there as well.
Yeah, I used to have a friend named Bethany. She knows Spanish.
Well, Lillian, now you know how to be prepared for the next time that you get to see your friend, Miss Bethany.
What you want to do is keep up on that tricky tongue twister there.
Tres tigres trigaban trigo. Tres tigres en un trigal. ¿Qué tigre trigaba más? Los tres igual.
All right, it's lunchtime. So, we're going to get to wrapping this one up for today. Thank you very much to everybody listening.
I'm sure you all had quite a bit to learn from our guests here today. Thank you very much to Thank you very much to Lily and Evie and Montana for participating. This has been a lot of fun. And, well, for a different take on an episode, I think I nailed it. You know, this is something new for me. Trying to teach the muscle memory of a language that isn't even my own native language. But did I do a bad job? I don't know. I guess that's for you to decide. Thank you for listening on in this far. This has been a lot of fun making this episode. I hope that you enjoy your lunch as much as I'm about to go enjoy mine. And make sure that you take some time to learn a few tongue twisters in English. Have a good one.
Nice.
Hey, accent learner, thanks for listening all the way through. I'm starting an accent training community for teachers in May. I'm looking for 10 serious teachers who want to bring more value to their classes and serve their students at a better level by incorporating pronunciation and American accent training into their lessons. Does that sound like something that you or your students might need? Well, then apply to join the community in the description below. We'll review your application, and if my coaching method is a good fit for your needs, then we'll be in touch. I've helped hundreds of people develop the American accent, and I'd love to connect with you to show you how you can deliver the same results to your students as well. So what are you waiting for? May's almost here, and for May, this accent training community is going to be limited to just 10 spots. So apply now and book your accent training strategy call while spots are available.